live from Norm's Lounge in Rotten Groton, Connecticut, where Britain tried to win back the original 13 colonies. It's FSCK Corporate Media. Hello, fellow system checkers. I hope you'll enjoy this, the 31st edition of FSCM, the special July 4th Freedom Edition. Let freedom ring. Yeah. I'm DJ Michael Brew, and I'll be your host this moment. Enjoy.
And now, here's DJ Microbrew with 39 minutes of file checking, hacking, deleting, yupper, cut, and pasting the corporate media.
From Eastern Europe, Linka with the power of wind. From Asia, Ghee with the power of water. And from South America, Mati with the power of heart. When the five powers combine, they summon Earth's greatest champion, Captain Planet.
Go Planet!
The power is yours!
Earth ones there. fortune is in these lands and skies. Sweet mother, our land's gone to modern worlds, modern lies. The earthways and the new ecology, you know we were the first. The edge where I live, won't you come over to the very edge where I live? Home, sweet home, America. Native American nation, caught in the devastation, endless situation. What can I do? The ghost of prejudice cuts through the moon glow. Poet on a crying page, broken rainbow. Home, sweet home, America.
The fallback lyric.
Oops. My
iPod
fell in the
toilet.
Here's DJ Microbrew with 39
minutes. A few minutes ago, I received a call from Colonel Danny Bopp, Ohio representative from the 88th District in the House of Representatives. He asked me to send Congress a message, stay the course. He also asked me to send Congressman Murtha a message that cowards cut and run, Marines never do. Danny and the rest of America and the world want the assurance from this body that we will see this through.
The House will be in order. The House will be in order. The House will be in order.
Thank you.
views expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of KWBA Radio or the Associated Students of the University of Oregon. Anarchy Radio is an editorial collage providing analysis and opinions of John Zerzan and the community at large.
Oops. My
iPod
fell in the
toilet.
Not again.
Hello, this is DJ Microbrew from FSCK, the corporate media. When I'm podcasting the revolution, I get most of my news and information from www.indiemedia.org. And remember, if you're not listening to independent media, you're not listening.
Austria, he who would be Chancellor, 1929 is here again. Haida! Ghost rock stirring, now awake, same will trod a path to take. Image update, same lies, same refrain. Haida! Where is your beauty, Austria? Where is your culture, Austria? Is this your future, Austria? A steel stiletto in the night and the crunch of a manicured fist. Hiya! Sober, clean and smartly dressed, business class is well impressed. Now he pulls the strings behind the scenes. Hiya! We all know the things he said, we all know the book he read, we all know the sad old fascist dreams. Haida! Where is your beauty, Austria? Where is your culture, Austria? Is this your future, Austria? Death and dumplings, pearls and pop rocks, ate in the shopping mall. Haida! Inspired by love, I wandered round Vienna, where once my love made music of her own. I marveled at the music that was born there, but that great city has a heart of stone. Haida! Second coming of the beast, blessed by Bacchus, boss and priest. Slay the beast or bow your heads in shame. Haida! Young and old, Austrians all, hear your history's baleful call. Hear the butchered million scream his name. Haida! Where is your beauty, Austria? Where is your culture, Austria? Is this your future, Austria? For mark our words, the bastard will not pass. Smash Haida or hell in Austria.
Join.
And thank you for calling the Green Bunyan Podiatry Center. Dr. Peter Lopata, resident podiatrist. If you are interested in our services, we charge $49 a foot. Ha 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 ha! Foot doctor humor. Put your best foot forward and leave a message. Ha 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 ha! Oh, and if you are calling long distance, we'll foot the bill. Ha 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 ha!
I saw the leaders of my country giving on dropping daisy cutters, defoliating Afghan soil like it was beet peat moss, black moss, wrecking headless boss, who's the boss, team of Barbara, bleep, 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 Vietnam. I saw Bush and Cheney acting like the CIA was the best thing since sliced bread, torture, and ton, pun, death squad, NASA, way back, Sherlin, goon acting, action acting like it was draconium, Salem, Phelim, Nalem, Halem, the witch hunt, pun, 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 brown shirt, swastik crusade. The more things change, you know, the more war pigs stay the same. I saw the best minds of my generation scooped up at the recruit station like it was a big celebration. Gonna go get me some enemy, 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 enemy. But the more things change, you know, the more war pigs stay the same. The more things change, you know, the more war pigs stay the same. I saw Cerberus and Dante warning me that we can change all that with the stair courts. We can fly out and do what if we so choose, choose, choose me. Choose me. Choose the new way, the path of peace. Forgiveness and peace. Forgiveness and peace. Forgiveness and peace. Forgiveness and peace. Forgiveness. 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 The more things change, you know, the more war pigs stay the same.
You'd be surprised what it was. Oh, I'm on the air. It's all right. So don't you see these little girls there? It's all part of the window dressing. We won't be on for another half hour. Ted Malley is still giving his weather. So just be calm out there. You know, Since we are here now at the limelight, are we all at the limelight, gang? Let's hear it.
Yeah!
What a hole!
Yeah!
And it's in the heart of sizzling, live, dynamic, honest, clear, clean-cut Greenwich Village, where the search for truth goes on endlessly. Right, gang?
Yeah!
We're searching for the truth tonight, eh?
Yeah,
I can hear that. You notice how they chickened out when you said the truth? There's a little fear. You know, have you ever had the feeling that you take the average person, especially men, I don't know about women, but I can tell you, the average man, he's walking down Fifth Avenue or he's walking down the main street in Trenton, just walking along, you know. You put your hand on his shoulder and say, okay, buddy, it's all over. He'd say, all right, all right. I'm serious. I'm sure that the average guy always waits for the heavy hand on his shoulder. And when you use the word truth, he always thinks it's in connection with somebody else's rottenness. But you look a guy right in the eye and say, the truth is going to come out one day. And then what? Well, I want to tell you what. For the past 2 weeks, I have been living with the Beatles, or as they would call it, the Beatles. And I've been in Dundee, Scotland. I've been in Edinburgh. I've been in London where they work, Leeds, Liverpool. I've been in all these various cities on a whole series of one night stands with the Beatles, living with them, living in their room with them, in their dressing room, riding through the dark countryside, trying to escape the fanatics, and observing England from the other side of the glass. Now, we're all Americans here, and the one thing that Americans are used to, they're used to constantly being under the scrutiny of other people. For example, Beyond the Fringe comes to New York, and it's a satire by Britishers, mostly about America. And we sit out there and applaud, you know, and somehow it seems right that Peter Cook should tell us what's wrong with Congress. You know? Somehow Peter Cook knows all of the things that are happening in the American presidential election and so on, but it never works the other way. I suppose you're aware that if I were to appear in Britain, they would not immediately nominate me to play Richard the Lionhearted. And yet, are you aware that they're casting a movie here in America, and they've just recently cast a man to play Abraham Lincoln? Guess what nationality he is? We're going to have a British Abraham Lincoln. And somehow, you know, that makes him more official, you know? I mean, the idea that Laurence Olivier or somebody like that is playing Lincoln seems a lot more real than if, say, an American were to play Lincoln. Because, you know, there's a little thing there. Well, I, being a good American, of course, I have been completely awash in Britain ever since I was a kid. We take English literature in school. We go to drama. We study English poets, English history. In fact, most of us know more about English history than we do American history. And so now I find myself in England, in the real thing, sitting in a little tiny, superheated, stinking, smelling dressing room, knee-deep in fish and chips and beer with the Beatles. England's final answer to Richard the Lionheart. You know, it's a weird thing. And out in the darkness, I can hear the sound of millions of girls screaming. It's a children girl thing, you know, in England. And you hear, it sounds like 1,000 sirens going off in the distance. It's just a high pitched wail. It goes wee, goes in waves, wee. And then one of the Beatles says to another Beatle, I think it was George, said to Paul, he said, Paul, you're a Beatle. And Paul says, aye. And George says, Paul, you're a Beatle. Pass a miracle. Walk on water. Walk on water. And Paul says, okay. And he goes to the window, sticks his head out with the hair, you know, wow! The whole world explodes. He throws it back again, and he turns back to me, and he says, are you Beatle people? I said, no. He said, well, then sit down and have a beer. Well, I'll tell you that the sense of unreality, I think that these people feel. Nothing is real out there anymore. And they have to drive at night at 3 o'clock in the morning through secret roads that are guarded by police so that people will not attack out of the bushes. And at night, when you're sitting in the back seat of the car and the Beatles are hiding down on the floor at 3 o'clock in the morning, going God knows where, being protected from God knows what, you begin to have a slight realization of what mankind is about.
The major record labels say that downloading their music from the internet is stealing. But according to these people, making a mixtape for your friend is stealing too. So is making a tape of a radio show. When a rock band plays an AC/DC cover at a bar that doesn't pay ASCAP, that's stealing. When an MC rhymes over a sampled beat, that's stealing. Have you ever sung Happy Birthday to your friend at a restaurant? Watch out, Happy Birthday is copyrighted, so if you're singing in a public place, you'd better be paying royalties, or you'll be stealing music. Does all this stuff about stealing music sound absurd? Would you rather have a world where our music culture wasn't the intellectual property of 5 corporations? Then stop giving them your money. Don't pay for major label music, and make sure your friends and family don't either. Even better, burn them CDs of the music they like, so they won't even want to buy it. If we pull the plug on the major labels, music gets better. To find out more about what you can do, check out downhillbattle.org.
Hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. What kinds of kids eat Armor hot dogs?
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks. Tall kids, sissy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs.
The dogs kids love to bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
When kids bite dogs, they yell.